The last line in Daf Chof Amid Bey, Zog the Gemara. Omar Romi Bar Avin, At Atrino Psoilto de Zifto. Atrino, Itroin is the psoilus of the Zephis, of the pitch. So Drashi, La'achashi Yitz HaZephis Min Ha'Eitz, after the pitch, the Zephis leaves the Eitz, Zov Mimenu Aidea Ur Psoilus, Tzolul, Keshemen, Vu Itron. That's called Itron. Shaivo, what's Shaivo? Psoilto de Dufsho, the psoilus of the Dufsho, of the honeycomb, of the Dvash. Zog de Gemara, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, Lemay Naf Kamina. What are we telling us that Shaivo is psoilto de Dufsho and Atrino is psoilto de Zifto? Zog de Gemara, Lemay Naf Kamina. Naf Kamina is Lemekach Umemkar, meaning if someone wants to buy Shaivo, so you can give him psoilto to the Dufsho. If someone wants to buy Itroin, you can give him psoilto to the Zifto. It's an afkumin, mekha memka. You go to the store, don't expect if you buy Shaiva that it has to be a more sifted type of wax. It could be directly from the honeycomb. It could be psoilto to the Dufsho. It doesn't have to be more than that. That's what I sold you. That's what I told you I'm going to sell you. Milchus chayshe mishmut. So an afkumin of mekha memka. Zokim odav chofal from ralav tonu rabbonon. Kol elu shomru eimad likimem b'shabes, aval oisimen medura, bein lischamim kenegdo, bein lishtamish le'oiro. Even though all the psilois that we mentioned in the Mishnah, all the wicks, and all the shmanim and all the fuels, all the liquids, all the oils, that don't light well, and they might flicker on Shabbos, and you might come to be mad to them, you might come to adjust them, and that's why you can't be used them on Shabbos. However, you're allowed to use them to as a medura, as a bonfire, even on Shabbos. Bainless chamim kenegdoi. So if you want to use them as heat to warm yourself up, bainless tamish la'oiro. You want to use them as lighting. You're allowed to use those wicks. You're allowed to use the oil just for Ner Shabbos. Over there, there's a chashash of shemayata. But when it comes to having a bonfire is a large, vast amount of wicks, a vast amount of oil. So then it doesn't make a difference, and there's no chashash of a bonfire. There's no chashash of shemayata. Now, the reason why a Madura should be good for Shabbos, for Adlokas Ner, no. A Madura, Zoktus Vasemes, cannot be used for Ner Shabbos. Or maybe use a Madura for Ner Shabbos, and you won't have the problem of Psule Shmanim and Psule Psilois. Zoktus Vasemes and others, that a Madura cannot be used for Ner Shabbos, because it's not Nicker that it's the Chvoit Shabbos. A Madura is not Nicker. When you have a singular candle, it's Nicker, it's the Chvoit Shabbos. But something that's not, the Indian of Nicker comes out in the Poiskim. Rav Moshe doesn't like the whole, one of the problems of electric lights. He says, not Nicker, Lechvoit Shabbos. True, there's a big machlokes at Poiskim, if you can be Yoitza near Shabbos with electricity, putting on a light. But there's also a problem of it has to be Nicker, Lechvoit Shabbos. So Madura is not Nicker, Lechvoit Shabbos. Zog di Gemara, this Madura can be placed, Lischamim, or Lishtamish, Ben Agave Karka, if it's on the floor, Ben Agave Kira, if it's in the stove, it's in the oven. That which we asked in the Mishnah is only to utilize it for a psila or for shemen. Then there's a problem of shemayate. Or like the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis says, the problem is shema, it will extinguish because it's not a good light, and you'll leave the room, or you don't like the flicker. You'll go into sit b'choshech, it'll take away the shalom bayis. The next thing in the Mishnah was v'loy b'shemen kik. V'loy b'shemen kik. After Shaiva, we said v'loy b'shemen kik. What shemen kik? Zogmo my shemen kik om Shmuel. Shaltin l'chon l'chuti yoma. I asked all those that travel into the oceans, the fishermen, the ones that travel into the distant oceans, they know all types of technical things. What is shemen kik? V'omgulin, they told me, oif echad yesh b'karcha ayam. There's a bird in the karcha ayam. V'kik shmoi. And the name of the bird is kik. So the oil that comes out of this bird, When you take out oil from this bird, shemen shel oif echad noisim miner v'doylik, and that oil burns, and that cannot be used because it doesn't light well. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Yehuda omar, mashcha de kazo, mashcha de kazo. Zog Rashi, a new pshat in shemen kik, shemen shel oisim migarine tzema gefen shekoyin katan. Cottonseed oil. We have cottonseed oil. Big naf kamina. Person doesn't have candles for Shabbos. He doesn't have oil. He goes into his cabinet. He sees cottonseed oil. say it in the Gemara that there's one man Omer that says clearly that mashcha de kaza is cottonseed oil is a psule shmanim. Maybe today it's processed differently, lights better, but upon him, pashtas, it's referring to cottonseed oil, as Ashtain Rashi. Megarine tsemagefen. Ishlokish Omar, a third pshat, what's called shemakik, miloshin kikoyen de yoina. Kikoyen de yoina is a type of tree that we know yoina was in the mice of yoina that he was under that tree in the shadow, in the shade of that tree. Kikoyen de yoina. Omar Ababa, and I guess the bark, if you take that bark, there's oil that you can take out of that bark. Zog de Gemara. Ulitz luliva domi. One second. Oh, I skipped. Omar Abba Bachana, Lididi Chosele Kikon di Yoina. I saw a Kikon di Yoina. Weiss says it wasn't so common. He saw it. Ulitz luliva domi. And it's doima to a Ilan Srak. The Oroch says on the side, Ilan Srak, meaning it doesn't have any fruits in it. Umid Pashki Rabbi. Umid Pashki Rabbi. Zot Rashi. Bebitzi Amayim Ugol. It grows on the banks of the rivers, of the waters. Valpum Chanusa Madlon. And people place it on the storefronts as a shade and as a good aroma that emanates from it. And you make from its seeds, from the garinim, you make mashcha, you make oil from this kikoyin de yoina tree. And under its branches rest all the briche de magove, meaning all kriche de magove. All choylin, Dr. Ashi. Ill people, they get cured. They sit under that beautiful shade, under that good aroma of the kikoyin de yoina, which is placed at the storefront. It's a great way to attract customers. You put it at your storefront, people want to go sit under it. So maybe they walk into the store. Umehanufa naiche kol briche de magove. Omar Rabbe, Zog de Mora, psilo ish omre chomein madlikem em Shabbos. What's the reason? What's the reason you can't light with those wicks that are enumerated in the Mishnah? The light flickers. It's mesachzich. So it's not a clear light. It's koifer, Zog Rashi. Another pshat Rashi says, because it doesn't get absorbed well into the wick. It goes around it, so it's mesachzich. Shmonim she'omr chachomim adlikim ben, b'mnei she'ein nimshochin ach apsila. They're not nimshochin ach apsila. They don't go, they're not absorbed by the wick, so it doesn't light well. It has to absorb it. And here Rashi says the reason. The reason why you can't use wicks or oils that do not light well because they're koifets or they're not nimshach achar psila is because you might come to adjust it, you might come to move it, you might come to fix the flicker, and you, without realizing, you'll be oivan havara. So that's Shitas Rashi. The Maaser, the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, says the reason is because you might leave the room. And the whole reason is Oynik Shabbos, Shalom Bayis, Kovat Shabbos, to be in a lit room. And you'll end up sitting in the Choshech. Zok the Beis Halevi, there's a big nafkamina. If a person, a Pirush Mishnah, says, let's say you don't have only this light, I don't have anything else, could I use this on Shabbos or not? According to Rashi's reason of Shemayata, Sotach Shashav and Issa Daraisa, so even if you only have this, you cannot use it. Of course not. You might be matter. But according to the Rambam's reason, it's only because Shema Yesh B'choshech, so you're anyway sitting in the Choshech. So you might as well use this. It's better than nothing. It's only Shema Echshashev that you'll leave the room because of Shalom Ba'ez. It's not going to be a lit room. Well, if you don't light anything, it won't be lit either. So Mele B'dievet, you could use it. That'll be the Nafkamina. Kivega Bavon, you have to see later on in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to discuss these psilois and shmanim legabe Ner Chanukah. So, global soon. But if the reason is because you might leave the room, so then it's not a chashash of, we have to know how that's relevant to the Chanukah. Zok the Gemara, maybe because it won't be lit the amount of time that it needs. Zok the Gemara, we'll see by Ner Chanukah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boy minei, so Tosef grabbed by Varns over here, Einim Shochin, Shomati, the Tosef Shonim, Shomati mi Maraz Atzal, Sheshoma, Bim Shiesh Rakne Echot Koshe Bebayis, if you have only one candle that is a good wick, proper candle, proper light. Aidezeh yiskar, with that one candle you'll remember. Once you have one that's good, that'll be a reminder to the other ones. V'rashbi kutzi oimer, that what? That dova shiochel lasis beloy ner, k'en lehoitzi yayim en achoves, mutil eshtamish la'or kol ner. Something that a person can utilize without a ner. For instance, I don't need a ner to take wine out of a barrel. So then you're allowed to be mishtamish le every ner, even one that is chashash of mata. Major chiddush in Taisus Shonim. The whole chashash of shemayata is for tashmishim, that is a chashash of shemayata. But a tashmish that goes very easy, there's no chashash of shemayata. You're allowed to be mishtamish for something that's as simple as taking wine out of a barrel. Zogdem weiter boy mir dabei mir rabbe shmonim de shmanim de oils de fuels shom gekommen mit lik mit beshabes ma shit in toykhon shemen kol shu ve yadlik I lot to take kosher proper good proper olive oil shemen zayis and put that together with the shmanim that are excluded in the mishnah. Maybe you have now good and bad together, so maybe now it's mutter, it lights. So do we say, Migas Gino Dom Osilad Lukebe Nayu, meaning even if it lights properly now and it doesn't flicker, but if you're going to allow the Psule Shemen together with the Kosher Shemen, next time you'll utilize only the Psule Shemen. So do we, are we Goyza Dom Osilad Lukebe Nayu, you use only the Psule Shemen, Aloy? Omalei, so he told him, Ein Madlikin, you're not allowed to utilize the Shmanim that are Psule together with the Shmanim that are Kosher. Tosfos uses before on Amud Beis as a raya connected B'nai Narvuna. B'nai Narvuna wanted to say that Ner Shaiva is only good when you put it together in oil. Zok Tosfos, kosher and posel is not going to solve the job. It's not going to make it kosher. If you hold that Shaiva is no good, then even if you use it as a psila directly in the oil, it's good and bad. That's Tosfos kasha. But Kapon, that's his raya. But Kapon with Gemara, it comes out, Ein Madlikin, because Dilma Asad Luke Benayu. Zok Gemara, my time, and what's the reason? Lifish Ein Madlikin. Because Yitaka can't. He can't be Madlik. What about if you have a majority of kosher? You have Roiv kosher. So the Ritva says, by Roiv kosher, then already you couldn't. And the Mishmur brings this in Reish Samach Dalet. If you have Roiv kosher, then you can have a little of not kosher with it. Meaning less than Roiv. Zog di Gemara, Eisvei, Korach Dovash HaMadlikim Boy, Agaba Dovash HaMadlikim Boy. If you bind together Dovash HaMadlikim Boy, you have a psila, which is kosher to be used, together with a psila that can't be used. Al dovash ein madlikin boy. We had the psulim that can be used. Lechesh, lebechoysen. Let's use it together with something that could be used. Together, koruch. So the halach is ein madlikin boy. Tanakama says you can't use it. Similarly, like the oil, because of the same reason, l'chara. You might come to adluki beinayu. Rashbag shall base abba, omar hashim b'mgiliyel, rashbag oimer, shall be Abba Yukokim Psila Gabe Egois. So this Brisa says clearly, that's the case way. It is a Tanakhama that says that Koch Dovash Madlikin Agaba Dovash Madlikin, you can't be Madlik. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Beis Abba, they used to be Koch Psila Gabe Egois, and an Egois is a type of wick that can't be used. The pit of an Egois. Masha Enkein, a Psila could be used. They took a Psila, they were Koch Gabe Egois, and they were Madlik. Kotonimi is Madlikin. So we have a Kasha from Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's a kash from Rav Gamliel? Because it says clearly that you can't. He used both together. Omalei, so he told him back, Ademoisim mid Rashbag. He asked me kash from Rav Gamliel. Sayinu mid Tanakama. Tanakama says that clearly Korach Dovash Madlikin, Al Dovash Madlikin, a Madlikin. So you have a raya from Tanakama. What do you ask me? Kash from Rav Gamliel. You have a raya from Tanakama. Zogma holy kasha, Maisa Rav. A big yisoid. Maisa Rav. When you're telling me a Maisa Rav, that's the halacha. Zok Rashi. Maisa Rav. Hoyl umeyet shikach hoyu shal beis oviv oisin halochihi. So mainly we're asking from Shimon Gamliel. Maisa Rav is much more of a raya. That's when halacha. When you see a Maisa Rav, that's much more of a raya than a stamen memra. Zok du mora holy kasha. The reason why it's not shver. Why? Because Maisa Rav. Mikomokum kasha bala maisa, the kasha is still shver. We see clearly that you're madlik, dovash e madlikin, al-gabe dovash e madlikin. Together, it's good. And before we said you can't, Zog the Mogha, my life, the Gemara's assumption was that the kasha is lahadlik, that you want to use the egois to be madlik together with the psila, and both are used as fuel, both are used as a psila. Zog the Mogha, lahakpois. The eggers was never meant to be used as a psila. It was meant just to hold up the psila. You're allowed to take something to hold up the wick. That doesn't mean I'm utilizing the thing that's holding it up to as fuel or as a psila. So memela, then it won't be shver. How did that you could do? So Gemara ilahakpo is my time of Tanakama. So what does Tanakama say that it's also? Tanakama says that it's also. It's only lahakpois. Zogma kulagash bag. Really, it's all Rabshim Gamliel. It's one brisa. V'chsu mechsav achketoni. Korach dovashem adlikin. Agab dovashem adlikin. If you take something that could be utilized and you tie it in something that can't, aim adlikin boy. And that's like you can't, like we said before, because you might come laduke beinah. You might come to utilize only the thing that's aim adlikin. But med v'amamun, when we say that it can't be utilized lahadlik, when you're using the dovashem adlikin to be madlik, and then it can be together with something that is good. But if you're merely using it as a stand to hold up the psila, then it's mutter. Shera mir Shimon Gamliel oimer, like Shimon Gamliel said, shall base abba yekochim psila gabe egois, when it was only lahakpois, and then it's taka mutter. Frag the Gemara, Eini, is this correct? Is this so? V'omar Rabbuna, omar Rav, chelev mehutoch. If you have fats that is melted, v'kirve dagim sheni moichu, or if you have the innards of fish that is nimoichu, that is also melted, that it can be utilized as a liquid, as an oil. Adam noisin l'toichoi shemen kolshu. As long as you place a little of kosher oil that could be used for Ner Shabbos together with it, umadlik. So we see clearly that you're using, assuming now that kirvei dogim shenimoichu is not good oil. It doesn't light well. But if you put a little kemen, shemen kolshu in it, then you can use it. Together, you mix it together. So we see clearly mixing together good with no good is good. And we just said before, it's no good because Shema, you might come to Lahadik Beinayu. You might utilize only the no good. So it's a kasha. Zok the Gemara. Hani mimshecha beinayu, vahani loy mimshecha beinayu. There's a big difference. We're differentiating now. Meaning, be'etzem, when you have the innards of fish, that is nimoichu, be'etzem, it is a good fuel. It does light well. The only reason why we said that you can't use it on its own is because you might use it when it's not melted, when it's not nimoichu. Then it's not a problem. But behind that it's nimoichu, be'etzem, it lights. Unlike what we said before, when you use egois, an egois is not good for fuel, only as a stand. But if as a fuel be'etzem, it's no good as a psilo as shemen. So those taka we say dovash e madlikin im dovash madlikin, it's no good. But here be'etzem, it's a dovash madlikin. What's the chashash? The chashash is only that you might come to use it when it's not melted. So that's where the exera. Hand that it is melted, to say that you can't use it together with something else because you might come to use it when on its own, when it's not melted, that already is exera. Zok the Gemara, hani mimshche beinayu. When it comes to the kirve dagim sheni moichu, be'etzem it's nimshach beinayu, it lights on its own. V'hani lo mimshche beinayu. Masha'enke, when it comes to the egois, the other things that we say are no good, it's like it doesn't light on its own. The gozu rabbonon achele mehutach. The only reason why we said chele mehutach on its own cannot be used. Be'etzem it could, but we said it can be used on its own only because you might use it when it's not mehutach, when it's not nimoichu. Mishum chele sheni mehutach. V'al kirve dagim sheni moichu, mishum kirve dagim sheni nimoichu. So fact the more of a ligs and army chelam hutach v'kiv v'dagim shenim oichu shenosot tech shemen, even when it's melted, when you're adding oil with it, it should also be geyser. Bishum chelav mehutach v'kiv v'dagim shenim oichu because shaloi nosot tech shemen, maybe be geyser. Chelav mehutach v'kiv v'dagim shenim oichu, the ones that are melted, shenosot tech shemen. Bishum chelav mehutach v'kiv v'dagim shenim oichu shenosot tech shemen. If you did not put oil in it, good oil, then we said that the kiv v'dagim shenim oichu could not be used. So maybe be geyser. Even when you don't put shemen in it, even when you put shemen in it, or to that you will not put good shemen in it. Like we said before, meaning the whole shemen be'etzem could be used. It's a gzera that you can't use it unless you have good oil with it, because you might come to use it on when it's not nimoichu. So hind that it's nimoichu when you put good shemen, you can't say that it shouldn't be good. Or two, that you might use it when it's not nimoichu. Because the whole thing on its own is a gzera. That's called a gzera l'gzera. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tony Roman Bachom, a psilah shusmanim shalom rechomim. Ey, madlika member Shabbos, the psilahs that are enumerated in the Mishnah and the oils that are enumerated, they can't use on Shabbos. Ey, madlika member mikdosh. They can't be used in the mikdosh either. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, lahalos ne'er tomid. It says, lahalos ne'er tomid. Lahalos ne'er tomid. What does that mean? Hu toni lo, vu amal lo, kadei shtei shalheves oile me'eleho. There's no shav shemayata, but it has to be a shalheves that's oile me'eleho. It has to be a fire that lights on its own, that lights well on its own. Not one that needs your adjustment for it to light. That's like, it's a chison and shalheves me'oile me'eleho. Lahalos ne'er tomid. If it's one of the psule shem and a psule psilo. Adidovach means if you have to constantly fix it, that's called Adidovach. So that's why the psulei, shemen, upsilois cannot be used in a mikdash either. Zoktimo Tanan, state in the Mishnah, in Yuma, mivloi michnase kahanim, from the shrouds of the michnasayim of the kahanim, of the pants of the kahanim, mehemneim, and from their other clothings, like Rashi says, like the avnet, which was made from sheish mozo tcheles, and tcheles we know is amgo, is temer, and temer we know is one of the psule psilois. We said before, tonah hisifu av temer visar, and the Mishnah didn't say it because it's poshet, it's michvetz kovitz, so it doesn't light. So it says clearly, what did they do with those items? Hoy mafkin umehen madlikin. They were madlik. So they were madlik. Now what were they madlik? They were madlik a medura. Before we said by Medur, there's no problem. But over here, since it says, Lahalas ne'er tomid, so in the base of Mikdash, it has to be a Lahalas ne'er tomid thing. Even when it's a Medur, it has to be a good light. It has to be Olam Eilel. So Al-Kaponim, we see clearly that he utilized Psule Psilois, because one of them is Tzemer. Zogti Gemara, Simchas Beis Sheva Shaini. Simchas Beis Sheva is different. That's not the Raisa. Over there, it doesn't say Lahalas ne'er tomid. The Gemara's assumption was they used it stam to light. Avdi Gemara says no, they used it for Simchas Beis Sheva. Simchas Beis Sheva is not a deraisa they could in. So Mela, that's where you can use even Tzemer, even the things that are be'etzem are psulim. Zogti Gemara, Toshma, another Raya. Tony Gom Bar Masna. Big Day Kuna Shebolu. If the Big Day Kuna, assume it's a coin hedyots begodim that were worn out. They can't be used anymore. Mafki and oison, so you tear them, and what do you do to shrouds? Umehen oison psilos the mikdash. So when here we're assuming you make the psilos for the mikdash, not for the psilos de sheva, which is no din of lahalas etomid, for the psilos for the menorah. My love, the kilayim. And kilayim means semu pishtim. That means it's kilayim de kabgodim, like the avnet says Rashi. So in mele, it's semer, so it's psule psilos. We're talking about pishtun, not the tzemer, like the michlasayim, or like the mitznefes, or the kusoynes. Those were taka used, and those are not tzemer, those are not psule psilois. Now, Tosis over here by Varns, Vicky Sotis, the Katosis. Simchas Beis Sheva Shaini. Tame of Faktasis. Hechi Shori Lahadlik, Volav Tzerch Kobenhu. How could you utilize the begodim for Simchas Beis Sheva? L'chayrit is in me'ila. It's not for the carbon. V'am fek beis the kedushin. Big day kunish shabalu moilim behen. There's in me'ila on them. There's in me'ila on them. Now, the Rishonim ask a kasha, nasa mitzvoson, there's no din me'ila. Once the mitzvah is done, it's over. Big bishlam, a big day kohen godl can be given to kohen hedyet. But kohen hedyet, begodim, cannot be used any further. So what do you do with them? It's nasa mitzvoson. If nasa mitzvoson, no me'ila. So in that, the Achrayim want to say, I think Reb Chaim in Seif has a shtick on Rabbi Yezi, he tells it too, that when do we say Nasa Mitzvoson by Kotchim Mizbeach? When the korban is brought, it's Nasa Mitzvoson. But Kotchim Berek Abayis remains that it's Bar Me'ila, even after Nasa Mitzvoson. Because the Yisoid of Mizbeach is Nasa Mitzvoson, but not by Kotchim Berek Abayis. And the Big Day Kahuna of the Karnet are considered Kotchim Berek Abayis. So therefore, it is a Fakteis Akasha. It should be a Din Me'ila. How could you use it for fire? It's not Tzorich Korban. V'doichik loy malei bezem asalein. And it's a doichik to say that bezem was master mitchila that you're allowed to use it for this. The mat Tzorich yesh lan lahasas b'shul zeh. Why would they do such a thing? Zok teis zeh yisori zeh keteres v'nir al-ri. The hoyul l'chvoy da korban in oya oysen. Dichsev, u'sh'afta mayim b'sosoin. The simchas beis ha-she'eva was u'sh'afta mayim b'sosoin. The fire, the dancing was all ushafta mayim besosin. So the lighting was a tzorich korban. It's ushafta mayim besosin nikadin. So it's vayta tzorich korban. So it's not considered me'ila. It's tzorich korban. Zaktesis, the Sivishat Ramtan Tzach Korban Choshev Lehi. Factesis, another Kasha, he says it's a Kasha. Vahoda Omer, Gemara and Sukkah says, Boyeres Isha Chitin Le'or Beis Sheva. She used to be Boyer, she used to sift Chitin from the light of a Simul Beis Sheva that emanated to far distances. So how could you be Nana from it? Lechoy being Nana from something which is Kachim. It doesn't mean she did, she was able to, with such a strong light. Another teretz. What did we do over here? She used the light. So all that there was mare. So when it comes to koil mare v'reach, that would answer to the original kasha. Koil mare v'reach em mishum me'ila. The kasha was, how using the light of some eva, l'choyetz me'ila. Teretz is, koil mare v'reach em me'ila. What's the kasha mikhlis kahanim? Halo hoyo behen pishton dixiv tchelis va'agom v'talashon v'sheish mozor v'toyv lepsila davi k'krach dovesh amadlikim agdovesh amadlikim boy. So if the mice it has in their pishton also, so even though it has tzemer, but it's considered that you have both and k'krach dovesh amadlikim agdovesh amadlikim, so then it should be only us on Shabbos, we said. Because you might come to use it on its own. This whole gzera that good with bad cannot be used because you might use the bad is not again the mikdash. Since the pishton is such a minuscule amount, it's only a revia, a fourth of it, so it's bottle b'shaminim v'avikilu ein b'pishton klal. So it's like you're using only big date semer. The teretz, the kasha we asked, the fact that it has tzemer and pishtim. So pishtim should be considered dovash amadlikim, dovash amadlikim. And that's only a problem by Shabbos, because you might madlik ve'ena, by mikdash is not negay, you're not taking apart the begodim and only using the tzemer part. So this is because the pishtim is such a minuscule amount. It's only revia. It's a small amount. It's bottle klapit tzemer. So we look at it as big day tzemer. But kaparim, this is the yisoid of Tosfos, that Tosfos says that mitzad the din me'ila, either Yishalmi says, kol ma'arech em b'shum me'ila, or Tosfos says that simchas beis se'eva u'shaftamayim b'sosin, it's called kvoid ha'korban. So it's kvoid ha'korban, so mele, it's considered that you're not being moyel, it's tzorich korban, and it's not a din me'ila. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the omid. The next sugya is legabe Chanukah.